In Puerto Rico, protests against the governor, Ricardo Rosselló, have taken on many forms. People demanding his resignation have protested on horseback, on jet skis, on motorcycles, on kayaks, and they've found another way. NPR's Adrian Florido reports on the pots and pans.
Every night, a couple of minutes before 8, people across the island have been stepping out onto their apartment balconies, onto porches, and into the street, a pot or a pan in one hand, a spoon in the other. At first, silence, but as soon as 8 hits, it's like clockwork. From afar, someone shouts, "Let's go!" Then from somewhere else, the first clang, then a few more as more people step outside, and a rhythmic cacophony fills the air. These cacerolazos, as they're called, are happening across Puerto Rico, just one of the ways people have taken to demanding Governor Ricardo Rosselló's resignation amid scandals over private offensive text messages he sent and people's broader frustrations with their government.
Y esta es una expresión extraordinaria de repudio al gobernador y a todo lo que representa.
Fernando Catalá lives in Monte Sur, a massive condo complex in San Juan. The cacerolazo is a repudiation, he said, of the governor and what he represents.
Pero segunda, mucha gente mayor, como tú puedes ver, jóvenes también y niños, que a veces no pueden ir a las marchas, tienen la posibilidad de expresarse.
He said it's also a way for older people and children who can't go to the marches against the governor to express their discontent. Cacerolazos are a Latin American protest tradition, but they've never happened in Puerto Rico. José Guillermo Rodríguez Matos had a little pot and a wooden spoon.
Cada golpe que yo le doy a esta olla, siento la impresión de que estoy botando la ansiedad, la tristeza.
And he said each time he strikes his pot, he's exercising the anxiety and sadness he feels for Puerto Rico. His, like many of the pots and pans here, is beginning to show some dents.
Han habido protesta, han habido marcha, pero lo que se está viendo hoy en día, jamás.
Puerto Rico has had protests before, said Carmen Velasquez, but never like this. What the governor's done, she said, is unite a people. This cacerolazo lasted a full hour. At 9 o'clock, just as suddenly as it started, it was over. Adrian Florido, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.